Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new study found that most Americans would consider a sponsored wedding to save money. Speaking of weddings.
Why not?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This wedding brought to you by Metamucil.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Baja Blast.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
But you know what? It's because weddings are expensive.
I just want to say, they are. Sorry to me to cut you off. I just want to say it's been a great day and the... You know, the Kia Puyallup Comcast team, we had a good tux on today. It's moving fast.
Dude, that'll be a thing. Grooms go up there with a big old Budweiser banner on the back.
Right. Oh, yeah. And to work it in to the actual vows,
depending on
the sponsorship.
Mm.
You know, like,
and baby, if I make a stinky, I will call people.
Like when Elvis did Castle's wedding. Yeah. Will you take this burning hunk of love?
Yeah. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, now time for the official reception brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorney.
Right, I'm about to say, do you take this man to have and to hold, and when you're driving down the road and you get hit, you will call an advocate?
I do.
Yeah, make the priest put in some lines. But they're expensive, and there's a handful of things that we need to do to kind of curb the cost.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So these are 10 hacks to save money on a wedding. These are all recommendations. We are coming into the winter wedding season. So ladies, gents, if you guys are planning a wedding, keep all of these things in mind. I know that we kept ours on a decently good budget as well. Mm-hmm. However, it was still crazy expensive.
It's still expensive, yeah.
So number 10 on the list, they say learn to negotiate with vendors. It says be friendly but firm. Negotiating can save you a significant amount on big ticket items like your venue and catering. Do your research. Gather quotes from multiple vendors to understand the market rate and what is included. Focus on value, not just price. And I can't stress that enough. Focus on the value of what it is that you're getting. Instead of a direct discount, ask for extra inclusions like an extra hour of service or upgraded linens.
I said the smartest thing we did, right? And look, it's going to be expensive no matter what. But the one thing was, got all the flowers from Pike Place Market.
There you go.
If you go to a florist and you say it's for a wedding, I mean, basically, you have to sign something in blood. We went to Pike Place Market, right? Like 75 people there, whatever. $110 total.
Perfect.
And all the women are like, these flowers are so beautiful. I'm like,
yes, they are
right down the street of the market.
Well,
man.
You know,
it was still like $10 or $15 a bouquet. And even when we told them what it was for, they didn't jack up the price. Do you hear that, Flores?
Right.
And they wrapped them up, did the thing, and they set them up.
Right. I know what the cost of booze is, and I know what the cost of booze is when you all show up. And so I honestly, for months leading up, I just went to Costco. Every time I got a paycheck, I went to Costco and I got a case of something.
We did explain to the wedding planner, we said, look, man, but he said, this group drinks a lot. And of course, she said, oh, I hear that all the time. I said, I'm sure that you do, but I am not joking. They started to run out about halfway through. They made a run. They had to go down to the bar of the restaurant and basically clean them out to supply the booze we were drinking.
Yeah.
Like we tried to tell you.
They say get creative with the desserts. Wedding cakes are expensive. Wedding capes. That's going to be
that
badass.
Would be cool.
Wedding cakes are expensive due to their intricacy and extra costs associated with serving them. Fake your cake, they say. Order a small, beautifully decorated ornamental cake or for the photo op and serve less expensive sheet cake for your guests. Have a dessert bar. Set up a dessert bar with cupcakes, cookies, pastries, which can eliminate cake cutting fee.
Ooh.
And then bake your own, they even say.
We had just basic-ass cake, but I do remember this. My wife got a chocolate fountain.
Nice. Yeah.
And it just covered everything. Everybody's like, people are like, chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the hell you put on it. It's like you can just pour chocolate all over whatever it is.
I would say, too, all the weddings I've been to, like, for whatever reason, it's hard for people when they're dancing and drinking and hanging out to stop down and eat a piece of cake. You serve cupcakes, people will eat them.
People will absolutely.
We just went no-name cakes.
Or take them, yeah.
Yeah. We went no-name cakes, and we also had a candy table, if you guys remember.
I do remember that.
So it's like, you know, just, it doesn't have to be all that big, huge. You can make those things look fancy and look really, really cute. Be strategic with floral arrangements, Steve. Flowers can add up, but you get stunning arrangements for less with a few simple tricks. Use in-season flowers, locally available. Seasonal blooms are much more affordable than out-of-season or exotic ones. Incorporate greenery. Use lush greenery like eucalyptus and ferns instead of flowers, and then buy flowers in bulk. Consider buying flowers in bulk from a warehouse store or a flower market and creating your own bouquets and centerpieces.
Yeah,
seriously. You can do that for a fact. My buddy did that. He did not do it. He was not a florist. He was a refrigerated floral warehouse.
Okay.
So the entire warehouse was refrigerated.
Right.
You could keep meat in there. He had all kinds of different, but flowers from Colombia were his number one thing, roses specifically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He would get raided once every 2 weeks. You would be shocked at the number of vases that are made out of cocaine.
Really?
The number of different things.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just looks like porcelain.
It is. Until you cut it down and snort it.
Yeah.
Take it to a party. But he didn't know that. Like, you know, like he was just really doing
sure. Ten hack.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To save money on a wedding, they say borrow and repurpose items. Instead of buying new, consider borrowing items from friends and family who have recently married. Reuse ceremony decor, repurpose bridesmaid bouquets and ceremony florals as reception centerpieces. Wear recycled dress, shop sample sales, secondhand wedding dress sites like Still White or Nearly Newlywed, or consider Stay White.
Yeah,
Stay White, die. I feel you, brother. That's all I got to do.
Rethink your venue choice.
I would also say real quick about dresses. I've been in 23 weddings. I've been to a lot of weddings. My buddy married a girl whose father was a very high-end lawyer or whatever. She wore a $300 prom dress.
Boom.
So you don't have to go crazy if you don't want to.
And also, while we're going down this list, you notice one thing that we are just avoiding at all costs? Anything that has the title of wedding in the front of it.
Yeah.
Bridal, mm-hmm. Grooms.
Because they will charge you more.
They will, just because they know you need it.
That is it.
Avoid it. Look at what the basic of what it is. It's a dress. It's not a wedding dress. It's a dress. Okay, you can find a pretty white dress that kind of fits the bill. Rethink your venue choice. An all-inclusive, built-in venue can simplify planning and reduce costs, while a naturally beautiful space can help you save on decor. Choose a beautiful backdrop, they say. Look for venues with a naturally scenic backdrop, such as a garden, a park, historic site, to cut down on decorations. Host an at-home wedding. A backyard wedding can provide a personal and cost-effective setting for your ceremony reception. My old man did that when he got remarried. Opt for an all-inclusive package. Some venues offer packages that include catering, linens, everything, which can be less expensive and more convenient than hiring multiple vendors.
Yeah.
100%.
Save your money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Optimize your catering choices. Consider a buffet or food truck. Buy your own alcohol. Serve signature cocktails, which we didn't do, but that always seems like a fun little twist.
Oh, yeah. And a food truck would be pretty awesome.
Damn right.
You know, just two or three of them, man. Like, hey, guys, We got burritos. Right. We got Italian and we got Greek food. Just go outside.
That wouldn't be bad. Just literally call a few of them up. Like, I wonder if you could work out a deal. Like,
pay for a certain amount in advance.
Exactly.
Right? Everyone goes up, gets the thing. If you want seconds, you got to pay for it.
I want a hot dog guy.
Yeah.
Hot dog cart.
Exactly. Give me a handful of tickets that I can hand out to the first 50 guests that arrive.
Yeah.
And then everybody else, if they want more, they can go up to your truck.
Yeah.
Why not? Embrace a do-it-yourself approach for decor. They say to make your own centerpieces. Pieces. Repurpose thrifted or bulk-bought mason jars, wine bottles, or lanterns with candles, string lights, or greenery. Create your own signs and table numbers. Design your own stationery. Use online templates from sites like Canva or buy a quality home printer with an ink subscription to print your own invitations and save the dates.
Again, that's true. Now you can just do it all online. It's, yeah, definitely save money.
Hell yeah, dude. Choose an off-peak date and time. I know, you want the beautiful winter wonderland wedding, you want that beautiful springtime, everything's in bloom wedding, I get it. However, select a weekday. Consider getting married on a Friday, a Sunday, any weekday, as Saturday weddings are typically the most expensive.
It's just a matter of your guests being able to get off work.
Yeah.
That's right. Friday night weddings, like my brother did a Friday night, that was fine. I've gone to a couple Sunday weddings, but you're right, just only so many people are going to take off that Monday.
Yeah.
So it kind of quells the reception a little bit, but it's your wedding, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Pick an off-season month. Winter and late fall are generally slower months for the wedding industry with lower rates for venues and vendors. So genuine February as far as the winter goes.
And also, don't get married during football season.
Yeah.
That's just, that was my only particular
rule. For your friends.
Rule.
Let's just know.
Or you just got to know. Maybe look at the schedule.
Right.
Well, I wanted to make sure no year, my anniversary, is going to fall on an NFL Sunday. And I know how petty that sounds, but that was my
Your
position.
Brother couldn't come.
Exactly.
See,
and we couldn't have that.
There you go.
And then they give you this as the final hack to save money on a wedding. And the pandemic did help me with this part. Drastically reduce your guest list.
Yeah.
This is the single most effective way to cut wedding costs as every part of your budget from catering to invitations to rentals and centerpieces is impacted by the number of people that you bring. Focus on your priorities. Create an A list of non-negotiable guests and a B list of others that you would like to invite if space and budget allow. And also, don't feel obligated. Don't feel pressure to invite somebody just because they invited you to their wedding, just because they're a certain family member. It is amazing at how many parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles
will start telling you who else you must invite
who needs
to your
to
wedding.
Go. It is incredible how many people are entitled to be at your wedding.
I would hear all this stuff, man, and I'm like, I don't even know who half these people are. Like, I know their name, but I don't know them. And I explained to my mother, I said, do you know why we are financing our own wedding? Because just like anything, if you ain't paying, you got no influence. We will cover the cost ourselves. That's the one thing I said to my wife. We're paying for this. It will be on our terms.
That's right.
Period.
I mean, a lot of people won't mind if they're not invited.
I know. Yeah. That's the other thing. Like, dude.
Right.
We'll give them an announcement.
We'll send you something. Right.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.